Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Monday, the 24th. We have a new intro.
I'm so excited. It says my name.
Yeah, your name is on the air now. That's it. You can't turn around. You can't turn back. That's it.
No going back now.
No. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're back from the weekend. And how was your weekend? Did you work as usual?
It was good. I did. But on Saturday, I said last week I was going to a leaving party. Mm-hmm. And so my friend, she's going to Cornell in New York. So the family threw a New York-themed party.
Oh, wow.
Hired 6 tons worth of snow.
What?
It was insane.
Where the hell did they get that
from? Insane. It was so cool.
Really?
We drove up and there was just snow. The whole yard was snow. The driveway, we went sledding because they have a really steep driveway.
But wait a minute, it was hot on this weekend.
It was the coolest thing wow. ever.
Now, where did they get the snow from and how did they keep it cold? And
well, because
solid.
There was so much snow, it did start melting. But, I mean, it was like probably a foot, 2 feet of snow.
Wow.
So even when it started to melt, there was still a lot of snow left. Yeah. So we had snowball fights, and it was incredible.
How cool.
It was the coolest party ever.
Like,
this only happens in L.A.
It does. It does. I'm telling you. And only L.A. people have money for stuff like that.
Right? Seriously. Well, the dad even hadn't told the mom that they were doing that.
Really?
So she was like, what are you doing?
So it was New York themed, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So what did they do? I mean, other than the snow, how did they make it a New York theme?
We had like deli food to eat, and all around the house they had like apples for like the Big Apple. It was cool.
Yeah. It's kind of a stretch, though, you know.
It was
serving
awesome.
Apples is the is the New York thing.
It was a lot of fun.
Where was it? In Hollywood or something?
In Encino.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was close by.
Yeah. Was it on the hills here on south of the boulevard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, it sounds like rich people to me. Yeah. A lot of rich people in L.A. I hope one day I become one of them too, you know.
Right, me too.
It takes quite a while, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you have a good weekend?
I had a good weekend, but I didn't do anything, you know. I mean, for me, a good weekend is just, you know, not doing much, you know. And what happens, I stay up late. So, you know, I mean, you know, you meet up with friends and stuff sometimes. But I don't know. I mean, you know, people are busy and, you know, people are doing things and stuff. And so, you know, I find myself doing things and just relaxing a lot. I came here and I worked a lot on the new station and everything. So that's pretty cool, you know.
Productive weekend.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing, you know, is like when you work at something that you like, it's not really work, you know.
Definitely.
And you can really devote a lot to it, you know. But what people don't understand is when you start a business, you work for nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Less than minimum wage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the hopes that something big is going to come out of it. So it was worth it with this station, you know, so we'll see what happens with the next one, but I'm pretty confident about it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So now I was going to bring up the fact that, we have a couple of guests here we're going to bring in just a moment, musical guests who seem promising to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. They're going to have to prove it to us, right? but I'm for one glad because, you know, I watch CNN. I mean, not a lot, but it's on my TV all day and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I know what shows come on. And then, you know, when Larry King left 3 years ago, they hired Piers Morgan. And I never could stand the guy.
Oh,
you know, he's got
the
smirk. He's got this, like, holier than thou attitude. And I really can't stand him. And I said, how can people possibly, how is the show not canceled? Who watches him, right? So sure enough, they canceled him now after 3 years, you know.
And there's been so much controversy with him. I mean,
yeah.
Even in England, he
really?
He was one of the judges on Pop Idol, which was like the very, I think it was Pop Idol.
Right.
It was the very first X Factor kind of show.
Right, like American Idol.
It wasn't even Simon Cowell at that point, I don't
really?
Think. Wow. I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Uh-huh.
But even on that, he was just... Yeah. I'm not a fan.
No.
No,
I'm not a big fan either, so I thought it was newsworthy news to bring up.
And he's just not in front of the, like, when he reads the teleprompter, he's just not believing. He just doesn't look like he enjoys his job.
Right, yeah. But he's always condescending. That's what I noticed about him. At least, maybe not with his words, but his attitude, I feel. And I don't know, I don't like it, so I'm just glad he's gone. And I guess he's still going to fight for his cause of gun control and things like that, you know. So he's got his own opinions and stuff. So, but then again, I never really listened to him, so I don't know what his opinions are.
You know? I'm guessing he's against guns.
Yeah,
I'm guessing just because he is, because in England... I mean, you can't have guns.
You can't have guns, right?
No.
Yeah. Even the cops, do they still walk out with just batons and no guns? Or is that like a long time ago?
I'm not sure. I should know that.
I can't imagine, though.
My dad's in the police. But
really?
But,
yeah, you should know that.
Yeah. But I'm not too sure.
Okay. So really, your dad is a policeman?
Yeah, my real dad. I don't speak to him, but yeah, he
oh,
is.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
Oh, okay, that's why you don't know. Okay, you don't speak to him.
Sorry.
Wow.
But yeah, he is.
How long haven't you spoken to him?
10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Long
well,
time.
I'm not going to go there because you're probably uncomfortable with it, but it's a personal thing. But I was just wondering about that. You
yeah.
know? So I hope that doesn't happen with my kids, man, because... they've really been irritating me lately. You know? And
but
they,
you don't hate them like the guest last week was saying that
no.
some people hate their kids.
Yeah, that's true. No, I don't hate my kids. I could never hate my kids. But, you know, at the same time, you can sometimes be really pissed at them, you know. So.
How old are they?
23 and 20, believe it or not.
Oh, so they're older.
Yeah, they're older. It's not. They sound like teenagers, but they're not. So, yeah, we laugh about it, but I don't find it funny sometimes. You know, so what are you going to do? That's it. So, well, let's bring in our guests who are sitting here patiently and everything, and we planned on them coming in for what, like almost a month now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. We have Anna and remind me of your name again.
Leandro.
Leandro. Okay. Now I remember that. Leandro. And so are you guys from another country or something?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you from? Because your accents are very American.
Well,
and there's only like a tinge of a foreign accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was born in Denver, but I lived almost my entire life in Paraguay, South
oh,
America.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because my parents live and work there. So.
Uh-huh. But they were here when you were born?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So you got American citizenship and everything.
Exactly.
You were able to bring them here, right?
Yeah.
That's usually the plan, you know. We'll have a kid here, then we'll become American. Cool. So how long did your parents live here?
Not too long, actually. Maybe
no.
3 years.
Really?
And yeah.
What made them come here?
My mom was studying here. She was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The main reason she was living here.
But they had met in Paraguay, or did they meet here?
They met here, actually.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So, and they were both from Paraguay, or one
well,
American?
Well, it's kind of a...
Complicated
story.
Okay. It's okay, but, yeah. But I mean, is one American, one from Paraguay, or are they both from
no,
Paraguay?
No, one is from Brazil, when my mom is
oh,
Paraguayan,
okay.
I was born here, yeah.
I see, okay, so it is Latin America, though.
Yeah.
You speak, what, Portuguese, Spanish?
Yeah, English. And
English.
Well, my dad, who raised me, he's German, so...
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
what I was trying to get at. I
yeah,
knew there's
exactly.
like two. They couldn't both be from Latin America and met here. Well, it could be. Yeah. And what about you, Leandro?
I'm from Brazil.
You're from Brazil? Yeah. Wow. When did you come out here?
I've been studying at Lama.
Uh-huh.
Now they changed the name.
Yeah, get closer to the mic. Lama, what's Lama?
LA Music Academy.
Oh, okay.
They now changed the name to LA College of Music.
LACM, LACM.
Yeah. LACM.
Oh, okay.
LA College of Music.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
So that's where we met.
Yeah. Really? So you came specifically to learn music in America?
Yeah.
So how long have you been here now?
I've been here for a year now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Not long.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, I love this
place. So you're going to stay here, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. See, I mean, you get the America bug and you can't leave, you know.
Can't shake it off.
Yeah, you know, you got to come here. So, well, it's the best place in the world to live. I mean, no wonder, you know, everybody comes here.
Especially California.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Exactly. So we're all from different places, you know. Yeah. That's what it is, the melting pot here. You know? And if we don't respect each other's culture, man, we're going to kill each other. There's not just too many cultures here. Yeah. So awesome. So you guys met at that music school, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we did, actually.
Wow. So how did you decide to go to music school?
Because I just love performing. I just love everything related to it. And I knew I had to get better at it to get as far as I could get. And that's what brought me to LA. And I knew that LA was the best place for entertainment and everything.
Right.
So
now, when you came back from Paraguay, is that when you lived in Denver or before? I mean, did you come directly from Paraguay here to learn music?
Yes. Or,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
So you were living there at the time. So your story is pretty much similar.
Yeah, exactly.
You wanted to come here and learn music. Now, don't they have anything in Brazil or Paraguay to learn music? They do, right? But
yeah,
you come to Hollywood. What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Let's make it big. Yeah.
It's true, though. It's the best place for entertainment And if you're going to go for your goals, why not go big?
Yeah,
go big,
exactly. But then it's the most competitive market, too, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, so many millions of people come here to do the same thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
So you really got to stand out, you know? So did you start with music early on in your life?
Well, I used to sing at church, like a lot of people.
Right. But you always had a voice. You always liked music.
I always loved music.
Right.
I never... Like, when I was younger, I didn't see it as a reality for me, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just because in my family, most of, like, my parents, they're into business more than arts.
Right.
So that's the reason I didn't see it.
Right. Like, it's like get a real job type of a thing.
Exactly.
Most parents are like that, you know? I mean, and me included, who wanted to be a music star and stuff, but I got a real job as well. But my daughter went to the Musician Institute here and, you know, hoping to make it. But then she kind of didn't follow up on it, you know. I mean, you got to really follow up, you know.
Totally.
And be focused on what you're doing. So your studies took, what, a year? So are you guys still going?
I'm done.
You're done?
I just have to take theory now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Hardest part.
Yeah. So how long is the school? A year or 2 years?
Year and a half.
A year and a half.
Yeah. Now they opened the bachelor program, so it's longer.
Okay. Years, yeah. Wow. And you get a degree, huh?
Exactly.
Wow. Nice. So now, Leandro, you play the guitar and stuff. Did you start at an early age with the guitar?
Yes. I started playing guitar when I was, I think, 11. My dad started... teaching me.
Oh, so he played the guitar too?
Yeah.
So he come from a musical family.
He's not a musician, like professional musician, but
He loves the music.
He loves music, and he started teaching me. And then
you fell in love with the guitar. Huh? Were you like a singer too? I mean, did you use it as like the accompanying instrument for you?
I try to sing, but it's not my thing.
No, oh, okay. So when you guys are a duo, you sing and you play.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have a band, a backup band too, or is it just acoustic?
What we do is we have a loop. We use the loop effects.
Okay. Like on the computer and stuff, right?
No, actually, it's just
a pedal. Actually, I have a pedal.
Okay.
So I play something and I record that in loop. So I play like... four, five different lines.
Okay, so it plays like a drum machine type of a thing? You program it and it just plays?
No drum machine. I actually hit my guitar and make the percussion out of it.
Yeah. No, I know. But as far as the guitar, Is that the way it works? I mean, okay, never mind. Never mind. I forget what I was asking.
But I don't. So you record different what you're playing, different tunes on the guitar?
I mean, or I play like chords, then I play a melody.
Right.
Then I punch my guitar to make like a kick drum.
Uh huh.
So I record.
I didn't know you
everything.
Could do that. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
He goes like, okay, dum, dum. Okay, record it, you know, uh-huh. And that stays there, and right. Over it he plays the chords.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But you do have to use a computer to do that, right?
Just a pedal.
Just a pedal?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Wow, that's a pretty cool pedal. Yeah, because I like to play around with, like, Pro Tools and software that lets you create music and stuff like that. You know, even GarageBand is fun. And you can actually create pretty cool music with it. You know, a lot of people don't realize that music is really loops that repeat themselves, you know, a lot. Mm-hmm. And you know, like whether it's chords or drums or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, so it's pretty easy to put together. I've been into music all my life as well. I played the guitar since I was about 12 also.
Cool.
And I remember I used to dream of like an electric guitar, you know, I wanted like a Fender or something. And I mean, I would have dreams about it, you know, it's like, will my dad get it for me finally, you know? Mm-hmm. And then one day we went out and not only I didn't get a Fender, I got a Gibson, which is like even today it's a classic, you know, a Gibson mm-hmm. SG. And like the one that the guy from The Who plays, what's his name?
AC/DC
2, yeah. But The Who and a lot of other people have played it, Dire Straits. And so it's cool because I was a 12-year-old kid, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't need like the best guitar out there, but that's the way my dad was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, he still is. I mean, he's alive, but he really showered us with things, you know, when we really wanted them. So it helped me really pursue my music and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool, you know. But they did expect me to get a real job. So, and I never believed I would make it, you know. But yeah. It's never too late, I guess, right?
No.
No, I can't sing the way I used to, though, man. You know, it's like you get older and everything deteriorates.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that old, but still, you know, you're not like a spring chicken anymore. Wow. So, Charlotte was asking me before that you guys are an item. You're together, right? You met at the school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, how long have you been together now? Romantically, let's say.
Romantically, 7 months.
7 months, right. And the music, did that start before when
after.
That you did together? After.
Yeah.
Oh, so you met and then you decided, let's do something together.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's not, oh, okay, so it's not like, let's do some music and then you guys fall in love and stuff like
it's
that,
the
right?
The other way around.
Yeah. I envy people to do that, though. You know, it's like, hey, I'm in a movie, I'm getting paid, and I'm falling in love with my co-host, you know, who I get to bang on screen, you know, so. So yeah, you know, but yeah, so it happened the other way for you, which is pretty romantic, you know. I
mean, yeah,
yeah, we're in love, that's and cool. Then we're gonna do some music together and stuff. That's cool. So now in school, so you met in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how did it start? Did you like make a move at her or what? I want to know. I mean, how do you pick up such a cute, beautiful woman? You
he
know?
Actually loves this story.
Really?
You know? Every time he wants to tell, I'm like, shh.
Oh, really? Okay. Then don't.
No, I'm kidding. It's okay.
Oh, actually, the first time we met wasn't at school.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah, because he's a producer, and we have, and I was a vocalist at school, and we have very different schedules.
Okay.
So we didn't get to see each other at school that much.
Oh, wow.
So I met her playing soccer on a Sunday afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
And you didn't know you were in the same school before?
We did. Like,
oh, you had seen each other.
Because we always hang around with people from school, so
okay.
Yeah.
And so we met playing soccer.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the next week...
There was a party.
Yeah.
And actually, okay, I made the move.
You made the move. Wow. Now I'm really jealous, you see? Because you probably, well, I mean, you're a pretty hot guy and stuff, you know, so it's cool. It's always flattering for women to walk up to guys, you know? And some people don't realize that, you know? I mean, even women don't realize that guys do like when they approach them, you know? Mm-hmm. Because women think, oh, no, you know, let him be the guy and everything. But it's like playing games, because if you're interested in someone, let them know, right?
Totally agree.
Yeah, there you go, you see?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. So, you see, coming to America was worth it for you. The hell with the music. You met someone special. But you guys do have things in common. You're both from Latin America and stuff. So do you guys speak Spanish among you, between you and stuff?
I'm learning Spanish.
Oh, so you speak Portuguese, right?
Yeah.
Right, so you don't have a common language other than English, right?
No, we speak Portuguese.
Oh, you speak Portuguese.
I speak Portuguese.
Wow, how
very well.
Really? Wow, that's cool.
So do you communicate in English or?
In Portuguese.
In Portuguese,
most of
Portuguese,
really?
I understand Spanish, but I don't speak that much.
Yeah.
We pretty much speak the three languages.
Yeah, but that's pretty, you know, it's really pretty cool. Like that. Yeah. Because, you know, when you're with someone who comes from the same place and speaks the same language, you speak to them with your native language, you know. It's not, you know, sometimes you might switch to English or something, but for the most part, you speak the language that you're both comfortable with and stuff, you know. It kind of, I think it also, like, kind of unites you, you know, when you speak a common language and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is cool. Do you guys want to play some music for us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so tell us how, so you decided to make music together. So you guys, I imagine, write your original music,
exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you both sit down and write the music, or one of you at a time? How does it work?
What we usually do is, I will come
up with
the
idea.
The music and like the melody and the lyrics. And there's some parts that I might struggle, that I'll be like, hey, do you come up with a better chorus than this? Like, do you have a better idea for this? And then we work together on it.
Oh, that's cool. So that's how you collaborate and stuff. That's very cool. I don't know if I could do that, because I don't really like partners. It's like, I'll decide how the music's going to be. The hell with you.
I understand. Like, no, it was like when I sat down and wrote the music, I'd rather do it by myself.
Right.
But at school, they taught me, like, you have to collaborate.
It's and it's always better, I think. You know, mm-hmm. you come out with, I don't know if it's always better, but it can help, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like with me in business, you know, people are saying, oh, take a partner. So I can't deal with a partner, you know? Because then I have to get permission from someone else to do something. You know, and at the same time, though, I mean, you end up doing all the work and stuff, you know, but I don't mind it, you know. So excuse me. Let's hear some of the songs you wrote, and Leandro is going to play the guitar, and you guys are going to do acoustic, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're actually going to play a song. It's called Have Some Fun. It's our first single.
Okay.
And we originally recorded this song electronic, so it's always very cool to play it acoustic for me, because it's a really big contrast.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, what's the song called?
Have Some Fun.
Have Some Fun. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Mm. Yeah, you had your pick stuck there, I was going to tell you.
Don't fill my empty cup with water when I'm trying to have some fun. Don't dare to turn the music down when I just started hitting the floor. Don't tell me, baby, you're disappointed. I'm just being myself. Don't fill my empty cup with water when I'm trying to have some fun. Let's have some fun. Ooh. Let's have some fun. Don't try to find a way to stop me. Tonight I lose control. I'm not a bad girl, just a good girl that does bad things. I'm sorry, baby, you didn't know me. I'm just being myself. Don't try to find a way to stop me. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun.
Awesome.
Wow.
All right. So, you know, we never asked you what is the name of the duo. What do you guys call yourselves?
LNA.
LNA?
Yeah.
Okay, like LA, but LNA. And the initials for the names, we get
it. You have a really soothing voice.
Yeah, a great
thank
voice.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
voice.
You.
And
thank
you really
you.
Have good control over it and
yeah.
stuff.
Thank you.
So, did the school help you with that too? I mean,
a
no.
lot. No,
oh,
yes,
it did.
A lot. Like, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
yeah.
Really.
And at the beginning, you're like, oh. I can do it all.
Right. You can do it by yourself, right?
No, but then...
That's what you think.
Yeah, that's yeah. what you think. Then right. school was like... Whoosh.
Really? So they teach you how to control your voice and,
everything.
And your throat and everything, right?
Yeah, and how to
yeah.
aim the
breathing.
Note.
Yeah. Wow, you see, I need to know that because I used to get to very high notes, but I can't anymore, you know, so... But I would imagine you need some... I never got any professional... coaching on that, you know, but I think you really need it, you know, because I don't think we use our vocal cords, you know, nor or in a right way when we don't learn how to do it,
yeah.
you know, because you strain yourself and you strain your voice too much and things like that, you know.
And then you can get harmed.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But what amazes me is all those rock singers, you know, how high they get. And I don't know how they do that, you know? I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, Sharon?
How do you get rid of your accent when you sing?
I think when you sing, you never hear an accent. I got to tell you that. Because, you know, I mean, even people with a heavy accent, sometimes you don't hear it, you know?
True.
But especially like British singers and stuff, mm-hmm. you can't tell at all.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, with her, you can't tell either.
No.
Yeah. So, but she doesn't have a heavy accent anyway when she speaks, you know.
True.
So, but I think, yeah, I think when you sing, you can't tell accents very much,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, are you guys planning to start performing live and things like that, or are you looking to record first?
Yeah. We want to do everything.
Yeah,
like we already booked some gigs. We'll be playing March 12th.
March 12th.
Room 5.
Where's that?
It's in La Brea.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very cool place.
It's really nice there.
Yeah, have you
yeah.
been there?
Yeah.
It's very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
right?
it's
yeah,
really
I like it
great
there.
Atmosphere.
Yeah, I like it there. So we'll be playing there. We'll be playing around. So other bars, fun places like that, you know.
Great.
Yeah.
So people can follow us. Did you put up a website yet? Or,
yes, yeah? We have... we're an all kind of social
okay.
media, you know. I'm like all the time on my phone.
Yeah.
We have good. Instagram, Twitter at MusicLNA. We also have Facebook. You can find us there as LNA as well. But we changed it. Since we changed our name, Facebook takes some time. So it's still...
Do update.
Yeah. It's still our old name. But you can still like do the slash thing, so it's yeah. /MusicLNA as well.
Okay.
SoundCloud /MusicLNA.
Reverb Nation
/MusicLNA.
Right. So I, you know, if you Google you probably can find you, right? I mean,
yeah.
if you put in like
yeah, probably
LNA music or something like that.
Almost yeah. all of our pages are MusicLNA anyway. So
okay.
To make it easier on people.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. So. Anna, how was... So you grew up... You were born and grew up in Denver, right? You said?
I was born there, but
right.
I didn't live there for a long time.
Right.
But my family is really, like, into America.
So. Really?
Yeah, we come here. We came here very often. So.
Yeah. Well, now you have a reason to go back because marijuana is free. So you can. No, that's a great reason to move to Colorado. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
So, do you have any siblings, brothers, sisters?
I do have two brothers.
Two brothers? Are they older?
They're younger.
They're younger, yeah. So you're the firstborn.
Yeah, wow. One of them is actually just like 4 years old.
Yeah.
The cutest kid ever.
Yeah.
Really?
He's amazing. He's just amazing.
So your brother's 4 years old?
Yeah, and my other brother's 18. He'll be 18.
Oh, I see. So there's like a big gap.
Very
big gap. Did your mom remarry or something? Or
no.
Still the same parents?
Yeah, she just really wanted one more kid.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they usually tell you. It's an accident at that age.
No, but it's a crazy story because my parents were divorced for a really long time. Then they got, I think like 5 years or something. Then they got back together and they had my little.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, that happened to me too. I got back together with my ex-wife, but we didn't have kids again, you know?
Cool. And because
I knew I didn't really want to be with her. I just wanted to be with the kids. So I told her, yeah, let's move back in together. But I didn't love her anymore.
Is she going to be listening to this?
No. She doesn't listen. She doesn't give a shit. Just like my kids, you know, they had someone to learn from.
Yeah.
I know. But so this is cool. So you have like a 4-year-old brother.
Yes.
Wow, how cool. So so your family's still back there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they are. So you don't really have family here, or do you? Do you have any relatives?
No.
No?
No, he's
good. So that's
the
why yeah, you see.
I have.
Yeah, that's why she latched onto you. See, now you won't be able to get rid of her.
That's cool though that you guys do music together and you guys obviously are together. Have you had an argument yet where and then you're like you have to play together and you feel a little awkward?
No.
Or not? You don't seem like the arguing type.
No, we did argue though, and that's the most of the times I speak in Spanish.
Yeah.
But no, like I don't know, we just okay, we fought, but we have to record this. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I know. You have some makeup sex and you continue. You know? What about you, Leandro? Do you have any siblings?
What?
Brothers, sorry. Sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister.
Uh-huh.
17. She's 17 now.
Oh, nice. So you're the older one, too, in the family. Yeah, you see, usually I think it's firstborns that are like crazy enough to say, I'm going to make a career out of music, you know? The other kids are more practical.
How old are you guys?
I'm 23.
And I'm 22.
Oh, you guys are young.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, listen to you. How old are you?
23.
Okay. You guys are young.
But when I think of people in a band and being musicians, I always think that they're a little bit older. And I don't know. You guys are just starting out. It's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's very cool.
It's because... I speak to myself because people sometimes take some time to realize that we have to work a lot to be a musician.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially
it's not just having
an
fun,
artist's
right?
career. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I took a long time to start like. Moving,
yeah. Like taking it seriously,
expression,
exactly.
Moving my ass to do something, you know.
Yeah, that's okay. But I mean, at least you got a direction now, you know, where you're pursuing that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You're focusing on that and stuff. Well, this is cool. So, do you have another song that you want to play, or have you worked on just one? Okay, so yeah, let's hear another one.
I Don't Need It.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay,
so
Anna and Leandro.
I Don't Need It. We have the song on YouTube as well. We did a little video on it.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Go ahead.
This is I Don't Need It.
Okay.
I promised myself I would try to figure it out. In the meantime, I would laugh, I would cry, but I would live. I don't have
half of what I want. And I realize I don't even need it. I will try to get as far, but I'll realize I don't even need it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I just want it 'cause I'm stubborn. What I have is enough to draw a smile on my face every night, every day. I still get up and do it just to prove myself I can. But when it comes to love, I got plenty, I'm good, I'm fine. I don't have half of what I want, and I realize I don't even need it. I will try to get as far, but I realize I don't even need it. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Awesome, awesome, great song, great song. You need to learn to do harmony with her. I mean, you guys are a duo, you know, you might as well.
Yeah,
don't be
practice.
Like Hall & Oates when only one sings.
I have to practice then.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I mean, you can improve your vocal skills at school, right?
With her, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, no, I mean, because I think the song really... you know, it's perfect for harmony and things like that.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
So it's really cool. But I guess you guys are probably still looking for your sound, right? I mean, is that... Because that's usually in the beginning, right?
Uh-huh.
You sort of like evolve with it.
We're still molding our songs and everything. Yeah. Whenever we think something would fit on it, we just...
Yeah.
I have a lot of ideas for this song.
Uh-huh.
But for the recording.
Right.
But... Yeah, for live, I really have to improve my vocals.
Right, right.
For recording, I can use auto-tune, Melodyne to,
right.
you know, fix something.
So are your songs gonna be acoustic, or are you going to actually put, like, a band behind it? Or
we're going for electronic.
Yeah.
Really?
We're very into electronic stuff
right
now. We found some very good producers to work
great.
With. So... We're interesting on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you going to change direction? Because, I mean, this is far from, you know, electronic music.
Yeah, but it's always a very good way to promote our songs. We've seen a lot of DJs actually do that, to have, like, a completely stripped down song.
Really?
Yeah.
In different like, genres and
yeah.
things
mm-hmm.
like that? Really?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, a completely electronic song,
uh-huh.
they'll have it in acoustic as well.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes the opposite, like, remixes of
right.
acoustic
Yeah.
Yeah, I've
songs.
Heard a lot of that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
yeah.
A lot of acoustic sounds gone to...
electronic.
Whoa. It's a really cool version.
Now, I wanted to ask you, wouldn't it make more sense for you guys to get started maybe in Latin America, where maybe there's not a lot of competition and things like that? You'd feel more at home? Or I don't know. I mean, it sounds to me like if you're like in a smaller pond, you have a better chance of making it, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. That's why, too. Like, we started there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I started as a model, and that led me to perform as a singer.
Okay.
So, but there's only one... Like, you only can get onto one point. Yeah. That's in Paraguay, at least. Brazil is way bigger.
Yeah, so you get to a certain point and you can go beyond
can go beyond that.
Right. But, I mean, what do you need to go beyond? If you get, like, really famous and rich and stuff, what needs to go beyond that? You know, the hell with Hollywood. You know, you'd be living nicely.
You can get rich with music.
No.
Fortunately, there's bigger problems in Paraguay to deal with right now. So
I know. You can't sell millions of copies, right?
No, never.
It just doesn't happen. No. Yeah. No. Yeah, that's true. That's why many people, foreign artists, come here and stuff. You know?
Definitely. And even once they have made it in that country, they still, people want to conquer America. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah. It's like, that's the goal in life, to conquer America.
Yeah. I know, everybody wants to do it, right? We come here, we think there's going to be a red carpet roll for us. Yeah. Yeah. But it's a pretty accepting place, I think. You know, I mean, I feel at home here. I've lived here for 35 years, you know, and I feel totally at home here.
Your sons were all born here.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, we're talking to Leandro and Anna, who have a group called LNA.
Uh-huh.
And you guys can see them online, I guess, in your social networks and stuff like that. Have you guys considered, like, going maybe on cruise ships and things like that? I mean, isn't that pretty cool to, like, get started and stuff?
The thing is, in cruise ships, you can play original music, right? It's more like standard,
like covers,
music, jazz covers.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's true. They want more people to know what you're singing and stuff like that.
And they have a lot of limitations.
Do they?
Yeah.
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 We found out.
Yeah.
They do. It's not like, oh yeah, I'm on a cruise ship. I'll go to the pool right now.
We pretty much can't have fun. You know?
Really?
Yeah, just, you can't, like,
we're
walk
just there
the
to play, and that's it.
Really? And then what? You stay in your cabin all day?
I don't know.
Really?
But,
like,
really? They don't let you mingle with the...
You can't go to the pool. You probably can...
Oh, so you don't really mingle with the passengers and stuff.
No, you can stay out.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Okay, forget about cruises then. Don't go on a cruise. Go only to travel, but not to work.
Yeah, we're trying to do that, to travel around. We're going to Brazil.
Yeah, we have some gigs in Brazil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're very excited about
it. Wow. When are you guys going there?
We're going on March 21st.
Yeah.
For how long?
A month.
A month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome. So you guys have a few gigs lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been to Brazil before?
Yeah, I go there almost every year.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I haven't been there in about 2 years. Well, no, I went to Sao Paulo with him last year. But since there's no beach in Paraguay, we, like, all Paraguayans go to Brazil
or go
to Uruguay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. Yeah. How far is it to get to the beach from Paraguay? It's got to take forever.
Well, it's
right? Brazil is pretty big.
Only like 16 hours.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, 14 if you're lucky.
Right. Yeah, Brazil is pretty big. It's a huge country.
Wow. I didn't realize. When I think of South America, I don't think I'm geographically challenged. I think of it being small. I don't know why.
No, South America is pretty big.
It's big.
It's
big, but it's got, like, many countries and stuff. But many of the countries are small, right? Paraguay is pretty small, right?
Yeah, Paraguay is small.
Right.
Argentina and Brazil are the biggest country.
Right, right. Yeah. Chile is small.
Chile is small.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I didn't know that.
But but I hear it's a lot of fun to travel there. You know, I
would
travel
love
there.
To go to South America.
Fun.
Yeah. Good parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Best parties.
Not too many restrictions.
No, huh?
At all, maybe. So
Has either one of you been to Peru at all? Do you go to Peru?
No.
Really? I mean, you live right there. You know, and the same continent. Okay. It's not right there.
It's not right there. It's close, but...
how long might it be?
I don't know.
Maybe like a good 5 hours,
6 hour
flight.
Yeah.
Flight, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's big down there. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Brazil and stuff. They're going to have the soccer championship, right?
Yeah. The World Cup.
And are they going to have the Olympics, too? Who's going to have the Olympics?
Yeah, 20 Brazil next year.
2 years.
2016, right?
Yeah, 16. That's true. Wow, so you guys get a lot of sports in the next couple of years.
I'm not excited about that.
No?
Too much traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True, that's exciting, though, that the Olympics are going to be there. I'll get a lot of...
Yeah, the Olympics and the World Cup, but... honestly, I don't trust my country in that sense. Seriously.
They've been having some troubles with that. Yeah.
They have, huh?
Yeah, the structure of the country. Yeah. I think the country is not prepared to...
You don't think they're ready for this, huh? Wow.
I don't think a lot of countries really know what's happening.
Yeah, what to expect. I know. I remember when we had the Olympics here in 1984 in L.A., nobody knew what to expect. They just thought, you know, the whole world is going to converge here. And most people left. They went on vacation and stuff, rented out their houses, you know, for like $10,000 for 2 weeks or something, you know, and left town. So the best thing is the town was empty. It was perfect, you know. And they had events and stuff like that and that. So it was pretty fun, you know. It was a nice time. But, you have to be prepared. You never know what the Olympics are going to be.
And Brazil,
you know?
Like in South America, football is everything. Soccer, right. Yeah. Soccer is everything.
That's true,
so
yeah. When I was a kid, they had Pelé, who was like, you know, he was like a world-class soccer player. You know, he was like the biggest. And he was from Brazil, you know. So, and I think you've always had pretty strong soccer teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brazil's always been a pretty, pretty strong team in soccer, which is amazing.
Unlike the UK.
Well, the UK is pretty strong, too, I would say.
They were.
Really?
Yeah,
not anymore?
They're struggling a little these days.
Yeah. Well, all the stars leave, you know. I mean, you have Beckham coming here trying to revive soccer in the United States.
Yeah.
And even his pictures and his briefs are not going to do it for him, you know. It's just America is not going to be accepting of soccer. They've tried for so many years to make soccer like a major sport here, but it's not because there's football here,
there's,
you know?
There's too many traditional sports
here. Exactly, and baseball.
That people just don't want to...
Yeah. People are a lot more into basketball here as well.
Basketball.
You know?
March Madness is coming up.
Yeah. What does that mean? The basketball season is starting?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, wow. Do you follow basketball?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm a sport junkie.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But so not what, soccer.
No. So who's your favorite? Am I a Florida team or something? Or?
In basketball, I don't really necessarily have a team. I went to the Clippers Heat game, and everyone was like, you've got to be rooting for the Heat. I was like, no. I'm rooting for the Clippers. Even though Heat won. But Miami Heat, that is.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I'm more into college football.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Cool. Well, I like football. I used to watch a lot of football, NFL and stuff, but yeah, not lately because I can't sit in front of the TV for very long.
Well, it's good. The Super Bowl was terrible this year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The one-sidedness.
Games I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah.
And it was the Super Bowl.
I know, but the Super Bowl is often like that. Believe it or not, you know, it's like lopsided completely, and I don't understand how because you get two of the strongest teams in the league. You know,
right?
So you would think they both do well, but sometimes they just I don't know what happens. You know?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
It's terrible, right? Do you like American football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a lot of fun, yeah. Yeah. Takes some learning, though, you know.
Definitely.
And getting used to, because soccer goes nonstop for like 90 minutes,
right?
Yeah. Or 60, 90
That's
minutes.
That's what I tell him, too.
Yeah.
Why can't they just...
And football, you just stop. Yeah. Because it's all strategy. That's what football's about. Uh-huh. You know, it's like you make a plan and then you try to execute it, you know.
Yeah.
It's totally different. A different game, but once you get into it, you realize it's pretty cool, you know.
My first football game, I was like, what is going on? Firstly, I can't see the ball because I wear glasses. Secondly, why are they stopping every 10 seconds? After the first football season in college, I was like, okay, now I get it. Now I like this.
I know. In a 60-minute game becomes 3.5 hours,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so we have Anna and Leandro. Why don't you go ahead and give your website, social networks again so people can find you. Your music can be found, you said, YouTube,
SoundCloud,
right?
SoundCloud, as well, so Reverb Nation.
Okay. And what should people search there for LNA?
Yeah, it's we all of our social media is Music LNA. We're okay. on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram as at Music LNA, and Facebook Reverb Nation, SoundCloud. Tell me if I'm forgetting any. We are / Music LNA. Just the webpage / Music LNA.
Okay, sounds good. Awesome. Well, good luck to you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, congratulations. I think you'll do very well. You're very talented.
Yeah. Cool.
You're personable and stuff, which helps, you know. Mm-hmm. You want to connect with the audience somehow. And that's cool, you know. So we're glad to have you here as you're starting out and stuff, you know. When you become big, don't forget us minions here, you know, who give you the opportunity to go on the air.
Yeah, this is our first radio station we go to.
Really?
In LA. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, enjoy it, because the rest of them are not going to be as nice. So prepare for it. You started with the best. All right. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. You guys are a lot of fun. Okay. And Charlotte, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.